We thank the Lord that we can rest in His everlasting arm. Because His love endures forever. And His arm is not short. And so in whatever circumstance we're in, by the Lord who loves us, we can overcome, we can be more than conquerors in all things. I especially thank the Lord for the past week, because I have heard many testimonies from brothers and sisters that are, who are giving thanks to the Lord. Yes.
好, 感谢主,
thank the Lord for the sound.
我很高兴看到今天高中生也在我们中间。
I'm also very glad to see the high schoolers among us today.
我们知道青少年啊, 他们心里面有一个盼望。
We know for teenagers, they all have a hope.
那今天啊, 刚刚弟兄的分享呢, 他们可能要有点失望。
And from our brothers sharing earlier, and they might be disappointed a little bit.
因为青少年啊,都盼望能够长大成人,
because all the teenagers want to grow up to be adults.
但是我们看见要进神的国啊,要变成小孩子的样式。
But our brother just shared to enter into the kingdom of heaven, we need to return to be like children.
回转变成小孩子,
not only to return to be like children.
我们也都需要回转变成小孩子。
But not only they need to return to be like children, but we also.
我们才能够安息在他永久的膀臂中。
Then we can all rest in the everlasting arm of the Lord.
我们早晨先来读几处主的话语。
Let us begin by reading a few scriptures this morning.
请我们打开圣经到罗马书第八章。
Please turn your Bible to Romans chapter 8.
Romans chapter 8, verse 3 and
4.
罗马书第八章第三节，律法既因肉体软弱，有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子，成了罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。Verse
3. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
我们再翻到哥林多后书,
and then 2 Corinthians,
哥林多后书第三章,
chapter 3,
我们读第六节,
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6.
我们就读第六节的后半就好了。
We'll just need to read the second part of verse 6.
因为那字句是叫人死, 经意是叫人活, 经意也可以翻译成圣灵。
For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
好, 我们再读一次, 字句是叫人死, 圣灵是叫人活。
For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
请再翻到加拉太书,
Galatians,
加拉太书第二章,
Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书第二章, 我们读第20节前半,
we'll read the first part of verse 20.
加拉太书2章20节, 我已经与基督同钉十字架, 现在活着的不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活着。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
同一卷书在加拉太书第五章,
same book, Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章, 我们从22节读到第25节,
we'll read from verse 22 to 25.
圣灵所结的果子, 就是仁爱, 喜乐和平, 忍耐, 恩慈, 良善, 信实温柔节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同定在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。But
the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
And
let us bow our head with further prayers.
主，我们心何等感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
主，早晨因着你的恩典，我们一同的能够来感谢赞美你。
It is by your grace this morning that we can come and praise you together.
主，我们何等盼望，我们能够天天这样子来赞美你。
How we desire to praise you as such every day.
主，因为你的慈爱永远长存。
Because your loving kindness endures forever.
主，因着你爱我们。
Because of your love for us,
we look
up for your presence to be among us even now.
主，你知道我们需要你。
We know you know that we need you.
主，愿我们也承认我们需要你。
Lord, we also admit that we need you.
主与我们同在。
Be with us.
叫我们能够再听见你的声音。
So that we can again hear your voice.
好叫我们能够安息在你的膀臂中。
So that we can truly rest in your everlasting arm.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 我们知道，我们基督徒蒙恩得救之前。
We know as Christians before we were saved.
我们天然的地位是在亚当里。
Our natural position is in Adam.
我们众人在亚当里都犯了罪。
We have all sinned in Adam.
我们的结局也都是死。
And the result of sin is death.
然而因着我们信靠基督在十字架的救恩。
But because of our faith in the salvation of Christ on the cross.
我们被神迁到他爱子的国度里。
We have been transferred by God into the kingdom of his beloved son.
在基督里是我们因着神恩典所得着的新地位。
In Christ, it is by His grace we have gained this new position.
这是一件神已经做成的事实。
This is a fact that God has already accomplished.
我们不再是在亚当里的人。
We are no longer in Adam.
我们乃是在基督里的人。
But that we are in Christ.
罗马书也让我们看见，我们不仅得着了一个在基督里的地位。
Romans, the book of Romans also calls us to see not only we have gained this position in Christ,
我们还必须要活在圣灵里头。
But we also need to live in the Spirit.
也就是说要随从圣灵而活。
Meaning we need to follow the Spirit.
这是说到与我们的行事为人有关。
This has everything to do with our being and with our actions.
这说到我们在生活中的实际。
And the reality of our life.
也就是说我们在神的面前不仅因着信基督我们得着一个新的地位。
Meaning before the Lord, not only because of Christ we have gained this new position.
我们还需要在神面前活出一个诚义的生活。
But that before the Lord, we need to live a life that is truly justified.
这就是刚刚我们所读罗马书告诉我们的。
This is what the book of Romans tells us.
使律法的义成就在我们身上。
That the requirements of the law can be fulfilled in us.
我们也可以这么说，乃是叫神的性情能够制作在我们身上。
And this requirement of the law can also be interpreted as the nature of God can be made full in us.
因为律法所表达的真实的意义乃是说到了神的性情。
Because the true meaning of the law is the description of God's nature.
所以我们从罗马书第八章那里让我们看见。
And so from the Romans chapter 8, we can see.
这律法的意义如何能够成就在我们身上呢？
How can the requirement of law be fulfilled in us?
让我们看见乃是成就在那不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
We see it is accomplished in those who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
所以我们知道正常基督徒的生活必须是活在灵的里头。
So we know for a normal Christian life, we need to live in the Spirit.
必须是随从圣灵而活。
We need to follow the Spirit and live.
我们基督徒的生活只有两种的可能。
There are only two possibilities for Christian life.
活在肉体里。
On one hand, we could live in the flesh.
或是活在灵里。
Or we can live in the spirit.
也就是说随从圣灵而活。
Meaning that we can follow the spirit.
这里我稍微多解释一点。
And I want to offer further explanation.
我们不能够靠着我们的脑袋、头脑来随从圣灵。
We cannot follow the spirit according to our mind.
神叫我们重生了以后
And after the Lord has given us a new birth,
叫我们的灵活过来了
our spirit has been quickened.
而我们的这个新的灵是唯一我们能够与神的灵相交的唯一的工具
And this is our spirit, our new spirit is the only way that we can fellowship with God.
就是说我们必须要活在灵的里头，我们才能够来随从圣灵。
Meaning we must live in the Spirit, then we can follow the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看见我们基督徒要么活在肉体里，不然我们就是活在灵里。
So as a Christian, we either live in our flesh or we live in the Spirit.
没有中间。
There is not a middle ground.
我们知道肉体乃是与亚当相连。
We know our flesh is connected to Adam.
圣灵乃是与基督相连。
And the Spirit is connected to Christ.
如今我们在地位上的问题已经得着解决。
And the matter of our position has already been resolved.
因为神借着他儿子在十字架所成就的救赎。
Because by the salvation of the Lord Jesus on the cross.
在地位上神已经把我们迁到基督里。
Positionally, he has already transferred us in Christ.
我们成为在基督里的人。
We are nowChristians in Christ.
接着我们必须要问问我们自己。
Then we need to ask ourselves this question.
那我们是活在肉体里呢？还是我们是活在圣灵里？
Are we living in our flesh or are we living in the Spirit?
我们每天的生活当中，
In our daily lives,
我们是活在肉体里，还是活在灵里？
Are we in flesh or are we in the Spirit?
在我们的生活当中，
In our lives,
在基督里一切客观的真理，
All the objective truth in Christ.
在基督里，神所赐给我们一切的丰盛。
And all the abundance and riches of Christ God has given us.
是不是我们生活中真实所经历、所享受的？
Are all these riches a true experience of reality in our lives?
如果不是的话，
If it is not,
那我们很可能就是活在肉体里。
Then very likely we're still living in our flesh.
因为只要我们活在灵里，
Because as long as you live in the Spirit,
在基督里一切的真理就能够成为我们生活中的实际。
Then all the truth in Christ can become your reality.
那活在肉体里是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean to live in the flesh?
就是我们乃是凭着我们天然亚当的生命里头的聪明和力量来做事。
That we live and act according to the natural Adamic life, according to its wisdom and power.
因着我们活在肉体里。
Because we live in the flesh.
因着我们是依靠天然亚当的生命。
Because we trust and rely on this Adamic life.
所以自然我们就有亚当生命里头犯罪的倾向。
Then naturally we have the tendency to sin as Adam.
这里就让我们看见为什么一个重生得救的基督徒
And that shows us why as a newborn Christian
他仍然还会软弱
And we can still find weakness
他的生活中仍然还会犯罪
And they will still sin
不是因为我们地位改变了
Not because that our position has been transferred
乃是因为我们活在基督活在肉体里
But because we're still living in our flesh
举一个简单的例子
I can give you a simple example
有一个人他在信主以前他就很会读书
There's a person who had been very good at study before he believed the Lord
我想不仅我们高中生他们很会读书
I know all of our high schoolers are very good at their studies
在我们当中大多数弟兄姐妹都是很会读书的
And most of our brothers and sisters among us are good at studying
好那有一个人呢他信主以前呢他头脑很好很会读书
So for example this person is very smart he's good at studying
那他蒙恩得救了以后
And after he became a Christian,
他就靠着这个天然聪明的头脑来读圣经。
So he starts reading the Bible by his natural smart mind.
他也很认真地读。
And he reads it very carefully.
不仅常常读。
Not only he reads it very often.
熟读圣经。
And he reads it very well.
甚至把主的话也都能够背在心里。
And he began to memorize the words of the Lord into his heart.
但是呢当他在家里跟妻子吵架的时候
But when he goes back home and he starts having a fight with his wife
他就用这个圣经的话来指责妻子
And he now knows how to rebuke his wife with the word of the Bible
圣经明明说妻子要顺服丈夫
And look, the Bible says the wife needs to submit to your husband
你不顺服
And you're not submitting
定罪妻子
And I need to rebuke you
或者在聚会当中
Or in the gatherings,
看到一些人事物不满意的时候
and there are things that he sees that he's not happy with.
因为他圣经的话很熟
because he knows the Bible well.
他用圣经的话
and he will use the word of the Bible.
句句定准
and to condemn every word is true, and he will rebuke,
定罪弟兄姐妹
or even Judge brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，这就是一个基督徒活在肉体里的情形。
And that shows how we live in our own flesh.
当基督徒活在肉体里的时候
，and when we live in our own flesh，
我们就不能够在我们生活当中来经历并且享受神在基督里所赐给我们的丰盛。
We cannot enjoy, we cannot experience all the fullness of Christ。
因为神说他已经赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Because God says He has already given us all the riches of spiritual blessings.
神已经赐给了我们。
God has already given them to us.
我们为什么不能享用呢
？Then how come we cannot enjoy them？
我们为什么不能经历到他这一切的丰盛
？How come we cannot experience all the fullness of the spiritual blessings？
问题就是我们活在肉体里。
The problem is that we live in our flesh.
当我们活在肉体里的时候
，When we live in our flesh，
我们生活真实的情形
，The true condition of our life，
就与我们在基督里这个地位完全的相反。
It is opposite with the true position that we are in Christ.
我们或许可以常常在那里宣告说我是在基督里的。
Perhaps we can even proclaim often that we are in Christ now.
可是我们的生活却又是充满了软弱和一次又一次的失败。
But our daily life is filled with weakness and failures again and again.
这就是基督徒活在肉体里的一个情形。
And that is a condition when we live in our flesh.
相反的，如果我们能够靠着主的恩典活在灵里。
On the contrary, if by God's grace we can live in the Spirit,
我们能够随从圣灵而活
and we can follow the Spirit and live,
所有在基督里一切客观的事实
then all the objective truth in Christ
就能够成为我们生活中真实所经历的
can become your true experience.
那活在圣灵里，活在灵里是什么意思呢？
What does that mean to live in the Spirit?
他乃是说到我乃是信靠那位复活升天的基督，借着圣灵住在我里头。
It speaks of that we trust that Christ has been resurrected and ascended, and He now lives in us.
乃是圣灵在我里面做我自己所做不到的事情。
I believe that the Holy Spirit is in us, doing the things that we cannot do.
这样一个倚靠的生活
，by relying on the Holy Spirit，
和我们靠着自己的努力。所活出来的生活是截然不同的。
This relying on the Holy Spirit is completely different from relying on ourselves.
每一次当神借着他的话语在我们身上有一个要求
，Every time the Lord by His word give us a requirement in our lives，
我们乃是依靠我们里面的这位圣灵来帮助我们。
And we need to rely on the Holy Spirit within us to help us.
他来供应我们。
And He will supply us.
他来做成神所要求于我们的。
He will route out what the Lord has required of us.
所以前面弟兄们说得很好
As brothers, previous brothers has said very well
神并不是叫我们来尝试
That the Lord did not ask us to try
神乃是叫我们来信靠
He asked us to trust
神不是叫我们来奋斗
He did not ask us to strive
神乃是叫我们来安息在他里面
But rather He asked us to rest in Him
比方说从前我可能、有、想要努力的改变我自己暴躁的性情。
For example, before I try very hard, try to change my bad temper.
或是我们也非常努力的要去掉我们心中那不洁的思想。
Or I try really hard and strive to try to cleanse my impure thoughts.
现在我只要算自己在这些事情里头，想着这些事情是死的。
Now I only need to reckon that I have already been crucified on these things.
已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我单单仰望在我里面的这位圣灵来帮助我。
I only need to look to the Holy Spirit that is already within me to help me.
来仰望在我里面的这位圣灵，将基督的温柔、基督的谦卑、基督的美丽制作在我身上。
I can look to the Holy Spirit to route and to form the gentleness, the beauty.And the humility of Christ in me.
也就是我们不再靠自己。
That we no longer rely on ourselves.
乃是倚靠圣灵。
But we trust in the Holy Spirit.
来满足神在我们身上一切的要求。
And He will fulfill all the requirement of God in us.
弟兄姐妹，我们就看见基督徒的生活与宗教徒是何等的不同。
And we see a Christian life is completely different from a religious life.
今天如果我们盼望靠着我们自己来活出讨主喜悦的生活。
If you want to trust yourself to live out a good life to please the Lord.
我们就和其他宗教徒没有什么两样。
And we're just the same as all the other religious people.
神为什么借着他的儿子的救赎重生了我们？
Why did the Lord give us a new birth in the salvation of Christ?
他给我们一个新生命。
He gave us a new life.
他也赐下这位圣灵住在我们里面。
He has also given us the Holy Spirit to indwell within us.
就是要叫神一切的性情 能够被制作在我们身上。
So that all the nature and the characters of God can be wrought in us.
叫律法的义能够实现在我们身上。
That the righteous requirement of law can be fulfilled in us.
所以基督徒的生活乃是活在灵里的生活。
So this Christian life is a life lived in the Spirit.
基督徒的生活乃是随从内住圣灵的生活。
A Christian life is the life that follows the indwelling spirit.
只要我们一直的活在灵里面，
If we can live in the spirit,
依靠圣灵来帮助我们，
To rely on him to help us,
魔鬼撒旦就不能拿我们怎么样。
Then the enemy Satan can do nothing with us.
因为加拉太书五章十七节告诉我们，
Because Galatians chapter 5 tells us,
他说肉体与圣灵相争，圣灵与肉体相争。
For the flesh strives against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh.
中文翻译讲到情欲与圣灵相争。
And the Chinese translation says the lust in the flesh strives against the spirit.
它的原文其实就是讲到肉体与圣灵相争。
And actually, it just talks about our flesh, sets its wars against the spirit.
所以我们看见在我们身上的肉体，它并不是与我们相争。
And we see that our flesh does not fight against us.
肉体乃是与圣灵相争。
But it wages war against the spirit.
而圣灵在我们里面，它也要与肉体来相争。
And the spirit within us also wages war against our flesh.
所以只要我们拒绝凭着我们自己的努力来做什么，
So if we refuse to use our own strength to do anything,
那么自然的圣灵在我们里头，他就能够自由的来对付我们的肉体。
Then naturally the Holy Spirit within us can have his freedom to deal with our flesh.
结果我们就能够不顺从肉体情欲的倾向。
Then we do not, then, as a result, we will notfollow the tendencies of the lust of the flesh.
我们能够天天的依靠住在我们里面的这位圣灵，来胜过我们的肉体和肉体的情欲。
And daily we can rely on the Holy Spirit indwelling within us to overcome our flesh and the lust of the flesh.
兄姐妹，这就是我们基督徒天天得蒙拯救的秘诀。
And this is the key that we as Christians need to experience the salvation of the Lord daily.
所以保罗在加拉太书二章二十节告诉我们，
That's why Paul tells us in Galatians 2:20,
现在活着的不再是我，
It is no longer I who live,
乃是基督在我里面活着，
But Christ lives in me,
乃是圣灵在我里面活着，
It is the Holy Spirit lives in me,
他能够致死我们里面的肉体，
He can put to death the flesh within us,
叫基督从我们身上能够活出来，
So that Christ can live out of us.
那我们的难处在哪里呢？
What is our problem then?
我们的难处啊，就是我们总觉得我们自己呢，能够做一些什么？
That we always think that we can still do something.
也就是说，我们能够靠着我们身上这个好的肉体，所谓好的肉体，来为主做一些什么？
Meaning we think there is still good flesh within us that we can use it to do something for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，说穿了，我们思想里头以为这好的肉体，它仍然是肉体。
To put it very frankly, even if it's good flesh in our perception, it is still flesh.
这肉体就是我们的己。
And this flesh is ourself.
弟兄姐妹，这是神旨意成就最大的仇敌。
And this it is the greatest hindrance and enemy to before the fulfillment of the will of God in us.
就是因着我们还想靠着自己来为神做些什么。
That we always think that we can by ourselves do something for the Lord.
我们知道肉体里是没有良善的。
And we know in our flesh there is nothing good.
即使我们所想的这个好的肉体。
Even the good flesh in our thoughts,
它仍然是神所憎恶的。
It is still despised by the Lord.
它也是神旨意成就最大的拦阻。
It is the greatest hindrance for the will of God to be fulfilled.
我常常提罗马，我常常提马太福音第七章。
I always mention Matthew chapter 7.
我还要再提一次。
And I'll mention it again.
那是主亲口对门徒所说的话。
This is the word of the Lord.To his disciples,
也是对我们所说的话。
And also the word of the Lord to us.
主说，当那日必有许多的人对我说。
He says, on that day, many will say to me,
主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道。
Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name?
奉你的名赶鬼。
And in your name cast out demons.
奉你的名行许多异能吗？
And in your name perform many miracles.
弟兄姐妹，你在这后面，你还可以加好多东西。
And you can also add many things unto it.
我们奉你的名做这件事。
Did we not do this in your name?
我们做这件事。
And do that?
我们帮助穷人。
We help the poor?
许许多多的善事。
And we have done many good deeds.
但主他却明明的要说。
Yet the Lord would say,
他说我从来不认识你们。
He would declare to them, I never
knew you. 你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
你们盼望这句话能够刻在我们心里。
I truly desire for this heart, this word to be engraved in our heart.
这是主亲口所说一句很严厉的话。
This is a severe word from the Lord.
这里说到那日，就是主回来审判的时候。
It says, on that day, it is the day when the Lord returns to judge.
这里说到许多人，并不是指着不信主的人。
And here says many people, these are not unbelievers.
他乃是说到信主的人。
These are rather believers.
就是说到我们。
It talks about us.
他的许多人怎么样呢？
What about these many people?
他们所做的事情。
They have done many things.
虽然我们看到的都是许多的善事。
Even though on the outside we have seen, these are all good deeds.
他们所做的并不是邪恶的事情。
These are not evil deeds.
可能都是我们所羡慕的事情。
Perhaps even the things that we desire to do.
那主却说你们这些作恶的人。
Yet the Lord says, you who practice lawlessness.
问题在哪里？
What is the problem?
乃这个人的问题。
It is a problem of men.
乃是因为他们是随着自己的意思所做的。
Because they have been acting according to their own will.
他们乃是靠着自己的肉体力量所做的。
And they do it by the power of their own flesh.
主就是说做这些事情的人却是作恶的人。
The Lord Jesus calls these those who practice lawlessness.
这是一般活在肉体里的基督徒。
And they're living in their own flesh, though they're Christians.
靠着自己的意思来为主做事。
They, do things for the Lord according to their own will.
他们凭着自己的肉体来为主做事。
By their own flesh.
主说你们是这些是作恶的人。
The Lord calls them those who practice lawlessness.
兄弟们，我们何等需要求主来开我们的眼睛。
How we need the Lord to open our eyes.
叫我们能够看见我们的主他是何等恨恶肉体。
That we can see how the Lord despises this flesh.
当我们认识到主是何等恨恶肉体。
When we see how he despises the flesh.
好叫我们也不倚靠我们的肉体。
That we will also not rely on our own flesh.
我们不凭着我们自己来为主做什么。
That we will no longer do anything for the Lord by ourselves.
免得到那日的时候。
Unless for, until that day.
主说我们是作恶的人。
He will call us those who practice lawlessness.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要回到灵的里头。
Brothers and sisters, let us return to the Holy Spirit.
我们需要活在灵的里头。
We need to live in the Spirit.
好叫我们能够在主审判的日子，我们能够站立得住。
So that on that day of His judgment, we can stand before Him.
这也是保罗在罗马书第七章那里他的一个难处。
This is also Paul's issue, when he was writing Romans chapter 7.
他向着神心愿是好的。
He has a good desire towards the Lord.
和我们许多蒙恩的基督徒都是一样。
And just like many of us, we have that same desire.
他说我愿意为善。
He says, I want to do good.
我相信今天早晨在我们当中的每一位基督徒。
I trust all of the Christians here among us.
我们都是愿意为善。
We all have a desire to do good.
我们都是愿意来讨神的喜悦。
We all have a desire to please the Lord.
但保罗却说，但我是属乎肉体的。
Yet Paul says, I belong to the flesh.
弟兄姐妹，这么一个属灵的保罗。
Paul being such a spiritual leader.
他仍然受着肉体的辖制。
He is still under bondage to his flesh.
他说我愿意为的善。我却不去做。
He says, I cannot do the good that I want to do.
我不愿意做的恶，我反倒去做。
And I keep doing the evil that I do not want to do.
问题在哪里？
What is the problem?
原来是肉体。
That there is a flesh.
因着肉体，我们就卖给了罪。
Because of flesh, we have been, sold to sin.
所以罪的权势在我们身上，就发生它的功用。
So the power of sin is at work in us.
叫我们胜不过。
That we cannot overcome it.
所以我们看见保罗在这里说他的心愿是好的。
So here Paul has a good desire.
他的心愿和努力却反而把他带到一个黑暗的里头。
Yet all of his good desire and his effort has brought him into a darkness.
这里就说到一个要靠着意志来过基督徒生活的一个情形。
And this tells us if we want to live a Christian life by our own will.
乃是靠着要靠自己的努力来讨神喜悦的一个生活。
If you try to live a life to please the Lord by your own effort,
所以当我们这样子要靠着我们的意志，靠着我们的心愿和意志来过基督徒生活的时候
，by our mind, by our will, if we want to live this Christian life,
我们就会觉得基督徒生活很苦。
Then we will find that this Christian life is very difficult.
弟兄姐妹，你觉得基督徒生活苦不苦？
Do you think this Christian life is tough and bitter?
怎么早上又要读圣经了？
Do I need to read the Bible again in the morning?
怎么每一年开始啊，我们都立志今年要把圣经好好读一遍？
At the beginning of every year, we always make the resolution that we want to read through the whole Bible.
心愿是好的。
It is a good desire.
读圣经也是应该的。
It is true, we need to read the Bible.
但是我们发现我们的立志和我们的心愿并不能帮助我们。
But our resolutions and our desires cannot help us.
结果到了二三月，我们就举起双手投降。
And we'll raise our hand in surrender, come March or February or March.
这是不是我们常常经历的呢？
Is it our experience?
或是我们当我们靠着我们的意志要来过基督徒生活，
or by our will we want to live a Christian life，
我们觉得，哎，怎么又到聚会的时间了？
And we'll ask ourselves, how come it's time to go to meeting again?
我们这样聚会是不是聚会太多了？
Do we go to too many meetings?
不去好像又不好意思。
And I feel guilty if I don't go.
去了又觉得好像很勉强。
But if I go, I feel very reluctant.
那我们说到服事。
And talk about service.
我们上一周主日弟兄和我们交通到神家的服事。
Our brother shared about service in the house of God last Sunday.
那我们是不是也觉得说怎么又轮到我服事了嘞？
Do we also feel, how come it's my turn to serve again?
才刚服事过。
I just served.
怎么又轮到我？
Well, how come it's my turn again?
哎呀，苦不苦？
Isn't that difficult?
当基督徒要靠着意志来过一个基督徒的生活。
If we want to live a Christian life by our own will,
弟兄姐妹是很苦的。
It is very difficult.
所以借着弟兄上一周所说到的服事的问题。
So through this a matter of service that our brother shared with us last week,
如果我们问问我们自己。
If we want to ask ourselves,
今天我们在神家的服事。
If we truly ask ourselves that our service in the house of God,
是在灵的里头呢？
Are we,
还是在肉体的里头？
Are we serving in the spirit or are we serving in the flesh?
今天如果我们是在灵的里头来侍奉。
If we are serving in the spirit,
你就发现我们自自然然的就甘心愿意做众人的仆人。
Then very naturally, you'll be willing to be a servant of all.
我们任劳任怨，也无怨无悔。
That we will do the hard work without any regret.
而且呢，我们还是欢欢喜喜的，像是给主做的。
And we'll do have no complaint, but rather work very joyfully as if to the Lord.
相反的，如果我们是靠着意志，靠着我们的努力来做的话。
On the contrary, if we're trying to serve according to our own mind, according to our effort,
我们可能就要觉得说，为什么别人不做嘞？
Then we will have start to question, how come other people are not doing it?
为什么我需要做的比别人多呢？
How come I serve more than others?
为什么我摆上的比众人都多？
How come I have to offer more?
但也没有人给我奖赏，给我表扬。
And nobody even give me any praise.
甚至有时候轮到该我服侍了。
And sometimes it is my turn to serve.
意志软弱了，不想来聚会。
And my will became weak. I did not want to come anymore.
不想来聚会呢，当然也就不想服侍了。
And if I don't want to come to meetings, then of course I don't want to serve anymore.
结果也没有事先打电话给那负责这个服侍的弟兄。
And we don't have a heart to tell the responsible brothers.
让他能够事先做一个妥善的安排。
So that they can make other arrangement for the service.
兄姐妹，这些情形都说出了我们乃是在肉体里头来参与服事。
And this all tells how we serve in our flesh.
因为呢，我们不服事，心里过不去。
Because we feel guilty if we do not serve.
因为神这样子爱了我。
Because the Lord truly has loved us.
哎呀，不服事怎么对得起主？
And how can we come before the Lord if we don't
serve them? 但是服事多了呢？
Serve him.
又觉得自己很委屈。
Yet if we serve too much, then we feel that we are wronged.
弟兄姐妹，这就是基督徒靠着意志生活服事的一个情形。
And this is how Christians always serve and live according to our own flesh.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个可怜的情形。
And it is pitiful.
那为什么人会需要用意志力呢？来过基督徒生活，或是来讨主的喜悦呢？
And why would man still use our willpower to live a Christian life to try to please the Lord?
有两种的可能。
There could be two.Possibilities.
一个就是他并没有真正的经历重生得救。
One is that perhaps this person was not truly saved.
他里头没有一个神所赐给他的新生命。
Because he was not truly saved and there is not a new life within him.
也没有圣灵住在他里面。
And the Holy Spirit is not indwelling within him.
作为他的依靠和帮助。
And he cannot rely on the Spirit that is not here.
那怎么办呢？
Then what can he do?
只好靠着自己。
He can only use himself. He can only use his own will.
这是一种情形。
And this is one possibility.
另外一种情形呢
And the other one,
就是我们蒙恩得救了以后
It is that after we are truly saved,
我们的确从圣灵重生了
And indeed we have been born again by the Holy Spirit. And the life of Christ is renewed in us.
圣灵也住在我们里面
And the Holy Spirit is indwelling in us.
但是我们却没有好好学习如何来依靠
Yet we did not learn how to trust him.
如何来随从
We did not learn how to follow him.
如何来仰望圣灵成为我们的供应
How to look up to the Holy Spirit to be our supply.
那我们就只好靠着自己
Then we can only use ourselves.
既然我们不懂得圣灵怎么帮助我们
Because we do not know how to use the Holy Spirit to help us.
只好卷起袖子自己来了
Then we must roll up our sleeves and do it ourselves.
那我们就落到一个活在肉体里的光景
Then we'll fall into the condition to live in our own flesh.
结果我们看见在我们生活当中就一而再再而三的失败
As a result, we see much failures in our lives.
以至于以为基督徒的生活不过就是如此
And to a point, we feel this is it for Christian.
虽然我是软弱的虽然我常常失败
Yes, I am weak and I fail very often.
但是其实大家都差不多
But everyone's about the same.
都是一样软弱
Everyone is same, like, weak like me.
弟兄姐妹不是这样子
That is not so.
今天神把宝贵的圣灵赐给了我们。
The Lord Jesus has already given us His Spirit.
住在我们里面。
His Spirit is indwelling within us.
他永远不离开。
And He will never leave us.
我们必须要学习像孩子的样式。
And we need to be as a little children.
像我们刚刚弟兄所说他的那个小儿子。
Just as our brother shared about his young son.
三到五分钟他就想要来靠一靠他的母亲。
Every 3 to 5 minutes, he wants to come and grab his mother.
如果我们这样子来依靠住在我们里面的这位圣灵
If we trust and rely on the Holy Spirit just like this
弟兄姐妹我们还软弱吗
Then we will still be weak
我们还失败吗
We will still fail
不可能的
It is not possible
因为住在我们里面的这位圣灵
Because the Spirit that dwells within us
他必能够胜过我们身上的肉体
He is able to overcome our flesh
叫神的旨意能够成就在我们身上
He is able to fulfill the will of God in us
因为在圣灵的里头
In the Holy Spirit
在这位赐生命的圣灵里头
In the spirit that gives life
在那里神为我们预备了一个更高的律
God has prepared for us a higher law
神不仅将生命赐给我们
Not only he has given us life
不仅将圣灵赐给我们
Not only he has given us the Holy Spirit
在这位生命圣灵的里头神赐给我们一个律
But in this life and in the Holy Spirit there is a law
这个律就能够叫我们胜过那罪和死的律
By this law we can overcome the law of sin and of
death 在这律的里头有个更大的能力
And in this law there is a greater power
能够叫我们脱离肉体
That we can depart from our flesh
能叫我们胜过肉体
That we can overcome our flesh
叫我们能够随从圣灵而活
So that we can follow the Spirit and live
这就好像我们看见空中的飞鸟
Just as we see the birds in the air
我们看见只要这只鸟啊它还是活的是健康的
We see this bird as long as it is healthy and it's living
它就能够脱离那强大地心引力的律
Then it can overcome the law of gravity
它不用在那里好像在那里用它的意志在那里飞
He did not need to use his own will to try to fly
因为在它的生命里头
Because in his life
有一个更高的律
There is a higher law
叫它能够脱离地心引力的律
That he can overcome the law of gravity
它想飞就飞
If he wants to fly, he will fly.
他能够自由地翱翔在天空。
And he can fly freely.
但是我们看见有一天，如果看见一只鸟，它落在地上了。
But if you see this bird one day fall to the ground.
当他失去了那个他原有的那个生命。
And he has lost the life, the natural life that he had.
或是鸟的生命有病了。
Or if he has a life, yet it's ill.
你发现这强大的地心引力的律就把它吸到地上了。
And you see the law of gravity will pull him to the earth.
这只死的鸟就落在地上。
And then this bird will fall to the ground and die.
今天我们如果活在那生命圣灵的律里头
And if we live in the law of the spirit of life,
就能够叫我们脱离那罪和死的律
Then we can leave the law of sin and death.
叫我们能够胜过我们的肉体
And then we can overcome our flesh.
所以我们实在是需要好好的来学习活在圣灵里。
So truly we need to learn how to live in the spirit.
好叫我们能够靠着圣灵胜过一切的试探和引诱。
So by the Holy Spirit, we can overcome all of our temptations.
相反的，如果我们还要靠着我们自己
，and on the contrary, if we want to live in ourselves,
我们要靠着我们的肉体
，if we rely on our flesh,
它只会妨碍了这生命圣灵的律在我们身上的功用。
Then we will only hinder the work of the Spirit.
结果我们就落在 And
as a result, we will fall into the law of spirit, of sin and of death.
And
we cannot overcome our flesh.
我们, 知道那会游泳的人呢, 他们知道一件事情,
and for those who know how to swim, they know one thing.
就当他们看见啊, 有人溺水的时候,
and if they see someone that's drowning,
他们不会马上跳下去, 救这个溺水的人,
they will not go down to try to save that person immediately.
为什么呢?
Why?
我想在我们当中很多弟兄里面都会很会游泳。
Because I know many of us knows how to swim very well.
为什么你不能马上跳下去救这位溺水的人?
Why this you cannot save this drowning person immediately?
因为他会在那里挣扎。
Because that person will struggle.
因为他知道快要没命了。
Because he knew that he was drowning.
他会用他所有的力气
and he will use all his leftover strength to struggle. And if you try to help him at that time, by his struggling, both will be drawn, will be pulled down.
所以懂得的人,
and those who know,
they
will wait on the side.
等到这个溺水的人啊, 快要奄奄一息了,
wait till the point that this person has no more strength left.
And
he has used up all his natural strength.
他准确的,
and then he will go quickly to save him.
如果他下去发现这个人啊, 还在挣扎, 力气还很大,
and if he goes down there, he realizes this person is still struggling with great strength.
所罗门弟兄讲啊, 我们看过电影啊, 那救生员就把那个人打昏了。
And Solomon already mentioned some movies will show that the lifeguard will actually knock the person out.
打昏了呢, 才能够救他。
After you knock the person out, then you can save him.
姐妹, 今天就是圣灵在我们里头, 在那里等候,
that's how the Spirit is waiting in us.
等候我们向着我们的己死,
he's waiting for us to die to ourselves.
等候我们不再依靠我们的肉体,
waiting for us to no longer rely on our flesh.
等候我们认识到肉体里头没有良善,
to truly know that there is nothing good in us.
等候我们真知道我们的肉体是神旨意成就最大的拦阻,
he's waiting until that we truly know that we are the greatest hindrance to the fulfillment of the will of God.
这时候圣灵就借着他大能的膀臂,
then by the mighty arms of the Spirit, he will lift us up from the law of spirit and death. He will rescue us from the law of sin and death.
那我们如何,
and then we can overcome.
那我们如何能够来学习活在灵里头?
Then how can we learn to live in the Spirit?
如何我们来学习来随从圣灵而活?
How can we follow the Spirit and live?
第一,就是不随从肉体。
First is that we no longer follow the flesh.
这个很简单,
it is very simple.
就像我们在考试啊, 做是非题,
just like we are doing, we're taking yes or true or false questions,
或者做选择题,
in our exams, or multiple choice.
你把那不是的答案给删除了,
if you eliminate all the false, the wrong answers,
那剩下就是对的答案,
then the only thing left is the right answer.
所以很简单,
so it's very simple, right?
我们如何能够活在灵里呢?
How can we live in the Spirit?
第一,就是不要活在肉体里。
First is to not live in the flesh.
不要随从肉体而活。
Do not follow the flesh.
那我们怎么样子能够不随从肉体呢?
How can we not follow the flesh?
在罗马书,我们刚刚所读的第八章告诉我们,
in Romans chapter 8, we just read, it tells us,
乃是神借着他的儿子,主耶稣基督在十字架上,
it is by the Son of God, Jesus Christ,
他替我们做成这件事,
he has already done this for us on the cross.
他不仅借着他的肉身在十字架上将肉体定了他的罪,
not only that he has condemned the sin in the flesh by nailing his fleshly body to the cross.
也就是说当我们主耶稣他的肉身被挂在十字架上的时候,
that it tells us when the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
肉体就
all flesh has been nailed to the cross.
所以当我们每个主日来到主的面前,波饼纪念主的时候,
so every Sunday as we come before the Lord to break bread and remember him,
你们一方面,我们因着主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们流血舍命的大爱, 我们感谢他。
On one hand, we thank him for the great love that he's shown us by dying on the cross for us.
就像早晨,我们从主的话语, 所知道的, 他的慈爱永远长存。
Just as this morning, our Lord has shown us through his words that his love endures forever.
每一次我们擘饼纪念主的时候,
so every time as we break bread to remember him,
我们实在是感受到 他的爱是何等的阔长高深。
We truly sense the height, the depth, the breadth and the length of His love.
叫我们不得不把感谢赞美来归给他。
So that we cannot but give all the praises and thanksgiving to Him.
但当我们在擘饼纪念主的时候
，As we break bread and remember Him，
我们更要因着我们的肉体已经与基督同钉十字架来赞美他。
We even more praise Him because our flesh has already been crucified with Him.
因为当我们在这里。与主联合的时候
Because when we're united here with Christ,
我们在这里享用主的时候
When we enjoy Him,
我们看到我们的肉体已经与他同钉十字架了
We will see that our flesh has already been crucified with Him.
这是神已经做成的事情
This is something that God has already done.
在2000年前在十字架上已经做成的事情
This is something already finished 2000 years ago.
我们乃是仰望圣灵在我们里头
Then we can look to the Holy Spirit within us.
点活我们的信心
To lit the fire of our faith.
我们因着信
，by faith，
我们看见我们的己，我们的肉体已经与基督同钉十字架。
We can see that our flesh is already crucified with Christ.
也就是看见我们的主，他代表我们死在十字架上。
We can see that the Lord has died for us on the cross.
把我们的肉体一同的钉在十字架上。
He has crucified our flesh with Him.
这样子，主就能够叫律法的义能够。成就在我们身上
So that the requirements of the law can be fulfilled in us.
所以我们看见这是一件神已经做成的事
And this is something God has already done.
我们需要借着活的信心来支取
We just need to take from it and draw from it by a living faith.
所以当我们看见每一天当肉体在我们身上还要发动的时候
So when we see every day when our flesh is at work in us.
肉体的情欲在我们里头来引诱我们的时候
And all the desires and the lust of the flesh is tempting us.
我们乃是在信心的里头来算我们自己是死的。
We need to come back to our faith to believe and to reckon that we have already died.
我们看见我们的肉体已经与基督同死同埋葬。
We need to see that our flesh has already been crucified, buried with Him.
圣灵能够叫耶稣的死天天在我们身上发动。
So that the death of Christ may be at work in us daily.
叫耶稣的死不单单只是一个历史上的事实。
That the death of Christ will not only be a historical fact.
圣灵能够叫耶稣的死在我们身上成为我们今天能够来经历的。
But the death of Christ can be something that we experience daily by the Spirit.
而是耶稣的死就在我们身上致死我们的肉体。
Then this death of Christ may put to death our own flesh.
将肉体的情欲置于死地。
Put to death the flesh with its desires.
也叫我们不再依靠这个肉体。
So that we no longer rely on our flesh.
不再欣赏这个肉体。
We no longer appreciate our flesh.
不再随从这个肉体。
We no longer follow this flesh.
我们就能够活在灵的里头。
Then we can live in the spirit.
所以活在灵里头的第一步就是我们不随从肉体而活。
So the first step is to not live in the flesh.
但律法的义要成就在我们身上
But for the requirements of the law to be fulfilled in us
还需要有第二步
We still need the second step
就是我们要来随从圣灵
That is to follow the Spirit
那随从圣灵是什么意思呢
What does that mean to follow the Holy Spirit?
它并不是工作
It is not work
肉体是工作
This flesh will want to work
随从不是工作
But following the Spirit, it is not a work
肉体是我们己的工作
The flesh is the work of ourself.
随从乃是圣灵在里头的带领。
But following the Spirit, it is the leading of the Spirit within us.
当我们想到我们从前如何想在肉体里头来讨神的喜悦。
And as we remember how we try to please the Lord by our flesh.
结果是徒劳无功。
And the result is only that we work in vain.
因为当我们越靠着我们肉体来讨神喜悦的时候。
Because the more we try to use our flesh to please the Lord.
我们就越陷在那罪和死的律的里头。
The more we'll be pulled down by the law of sin and death.
一方面我们在聚会中感谢赞美神。
On one hand, we praise the Lord in the gathering.
过不久我们就用我们的口来咒主人。
But very quickly, we turn to curse men with our lips.
我们在聚会当中我们在那里活出主的荣耀。
On one hand, we try to live out the glory of the Lord in the gathering.
我们一离开聚会我们的老样子又活出了。
But as soon as we left the same assembly, we live out our own flesh.
弟兄姐妹我们不是靠着我们肉体的努力。
We cannot use the effort of our own flesh.
我们也不是要靠着我们的意志。
And we do not use our willpower.
来讨神的喜悦。
We cannot please the Lord by our will.
我们乃是要回到灵的里头。
But we need to return to the Spirit.
活在灵的里,
to live in the Spirit.
依靠圣灵,
to rely on Him.
随从圣灵,
to follow Him.
叫我们能够照着在我们里面运行的大能,
so that according to the great power that works mightily within us,
我们乃是依靠,
and we trust,
乃是安静,
and we rest,
乃是安息,
and we can rest.
所以保罗在加拉太书他那里让我们看见圣灵所结的果子
So we see Paul has mentioned the fruit of the Spirit in the book of Galatians
来对照肉体所做的工作
And you can contrast that to the work of the flesh
这在加拉太书第五章十九和二十二节
It is found in Galatians chapter 5 verse 19
我们看见肉体乃是工作
And that the deeds of the flesh is a work
圣灵乃是安息
But the result of the Spirit is fruit of the Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有看过哪一个葡萄树的枝子？
Have you seen any branches from a vine?
在那里咬牙切齿。
It's trying and gnashing its teeth.
在那里汗流满面。
It is sweating its face.
他说我要结果子，我要结果子，我要结果子。
Saying to himself, I need to bear fruit, I need to bear fruit, I need to bear fruit.
没有的。
There's no such thing.
枝子是如何能够结出果子来呢？
How can the branch bear fruit?
它乃是安静安息的在葡萄树里
It is very peaceful and restful simply by abiding into the vine.
他汲取葡萄树里头一切的肥甘
And he receives all the nurturing sap from the vine.
他汲取葡萄树里头生命的供应
And he receives all the nurturing and the supply of life.
在那里安静安息
It is very peaceful and restful.
我们看见果子就结出来
Then naturally the fruit is born.
所以我们看见今天我们要随从圣灵
So if we want to follow the Spirit
不是靠着我们自己的努力和意志
It is not by our effort It is not by our will that we try to follow the Spirit
而是借着依靠
But rather by relying on the Spirit
借着安息在圣灵的里
By resting in the Spirit
所以这里看到随从圣灵也让我们看到说出来那个要顺服圣灵的意思
So here the following the Spirit also tells us to obey the Spirit
因为从前我们随从肉体的时候
Because before, as we follow our flesh,
我们看见我们就顺服肉体
We obey the flesh.
肉体叫我们犯罪
If the flesh tell us to sin,
我们就不得不犯罪
And we cannot help but sin.
但今天我们不再随从肉体
But we no longer follow the flesh.
我们要随从圣灵
We follow the Holy Spirit.
就是要顺服圣灵
And we need to follow and obey the Spirit.
因为我们顺服肉体的时候
Because when we follow the flesh,
我们就顶撞神
we are hostile towards God.
但今天我们随从圣灵的时候
But when we follow the Spirit,
我们就能够顺服神
Then we can obey God.
所以一个人如果能够随从圣灵而行
If anyone can follow the Spirit and live,
他就不再依靠自己的肉体
Then he no longer relies on his own flesh.
他知道要依靠里面的这位圣灵
He will know how to rely on the Spirit within him.
他知道要顺服里面的这位圣灵。
He knows how to obey the Spirit.
叫我们的一切的行动都是从圣灵所发动而开始。
All of our actions and our deeds begins with the Spirit within us.
就当我们顺服圣灵的时候
When we follow the Spirit,
我们看见在圣灵里头那生命的大能就在我们里头运行。
We'll see the mighty work of the Spirit that's at work in us.
就叫律法的义能够成就能够实现在我们身上
So the righteous requirement of the law can be fulfilled in us
它不再是靠着我们自己
It is no longer by our own effort
不再是靠着我们的意志
It is no longer by our own willpower
而是依赖圣灵
But rather to rely on the Spirit
安静在灵的里头
And rest in the Lord
顺服他
And to follow, obey him
所以我们看见那律法的义就成就在我们身上
Then you will see that the requirements of the lawgradually is fulfilled in you.
神的性情就渐渐的能够成形在我们身上。
The nature and the character of God Himself will be formed in us.
就把我们渐渐的磨成他儿子的形象。
And gradually He will form us to the likeness of His own Son.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
For all those who are led by the Spirit, those are the sons of God.
最近我们和一些弟兄姐妹一同的在读《使徒行传》。
And recently I have been reading the book of Acts with brothers and sisters.
从《使徒行传》里头，我们看见许多美好的见证人。
And from the book of Acts, we saw many wonderful witnesses.
他们都是随从圣灵而活的一般人。
They all live by the Spirit.
有的是因着圣灵的引导，他们为主殉道。
Some are led by the Spirit to be martyrs for the Lord.
有的人是因着圣灵的引导
Some by the leading of the Spirit
他们蒙神大能的拯救
They have been saved by the mighty works of God
我稍微多说一点
Now I'll extend a little more. When we read the book of Acts, we see something wonderful. We all know who was the first martyr. Stephen. What was his result? End result? He was stoned. And he became a first martyr. But it is because he was filled by the Holy Spirit. He saw that the heaven opened. He saw that the Son of Man standing at the right hand side of the throne. And because of the Spirit within him, he was martyred for the Lord. And after 10 some chapters,
有一次,
one time Paul was also stoned.
有没有死呢?
Yet did he die?
Almost. 各种说法都对,
and you guys are all right. Perhaps he almost died.
可能半死,
or he half died.
可能九成死,
or he died 90%.
我们看见人就把他拖到城外去了,
and at the end, people dragged him outside the city.
结果怎么样呢?
What was the result?
因着在他里头的圣灵的大能,
because of the mighty power of the Spirit within him.
他就站起来了,
he stood up again.
他也不需要去 emergency room.
He did not go to emergency room. He walked back into the city.
And
we saw all this is by the mighty work of the Holy Spirit within the saints. And perhaps we can say more so that you'll be more interested in the book of Acts.
第一个为主殉道的使徒是谁?
Who was the first apostle that was martyred?
Bible quiz.
And this is a Bible pop quiz.
是谁? 雅各,
and James.
雅各就被希律用刀杀了, 对不对?
James was beheaded by Herod.
希律杀了雅各以后, 看犹太人都很喜欢。
After Herod beheaded James, he saw
怎么样呢?
All the Jews delighted in the act. And so what did he do?
他说, 再来一次,
he said, let's do it again.
就把彼得给抓了。
And so he captured Peter.
在彼得被斩前一个晚上,
before Peter was about to be beheaded,
我们看见彼得在那里是何等的安息,
we saw Peter was resting.
他是预备好了要为主殉道,
he was ready to be martyred for the Lord.
结果呢?
Yet what was the result?
神的使者就将彼得从监狱的内监里头就把他拯救出来。
The messenger of the Lord came to the inner chamber of the prison and rescued him.
有里面这些的见证人,
so all these witnesses, it is by the mighty work of the Holy Spirit within them.
有的为主殉道,
some was martyred.
有的蒙主拯救,
some were saved.
但无论如何,
but no matter what,
他们都成为那成就神旨意的器皿,
they all became vessels to fulfill the will of God.
他们都成为神荣耀的见证,
they all have became glorious witnesses for the Lord. Not by their own strength.
不是因为他们勇敢或刚强,
not because they're brave or they're strong.
那是因着在他们里面那圣灵所运行的大能大力,
but it is by the mighty work of the Spirit that's at work in them.
就他们能够成为神所使用的器皿,
so that they can become vessels usable for the Lord.
就他们能够成为神荣耀的见证,
that they can be a glorious testimony for the Lord.
感谢赞美我们的主,
we thank and praise the Lord.
因着他爱我们的大爱,
because of the great love he loved us.
他将一切属灵的丰富都在基督耶稣里赐给了我们,
he has given us all the abundance of the spiritual blessings in Christ.
毫无保留的, 完完全全的已经赐给了你我,
and he did not reserve anything. He has given it in its entirety to you and I.
弟兄姐妹,如果我们想想我们的生活,
if we think of our own lives,
我们何等的可惜,
how pitiful or regretful.
因为我们没有懂得来依赖圣灵的大能大力,
because often we do not know how to rely on the power of the Spirit within us.
所以感谢神他将圣灵赐给我们,
so we thank the Lord for giving us the Spirit,
就住在我们里面,
and the Holy Spirit lives in us.
为什么住在我们里面呢?
Why does he live in us?
为什么不是只有主日的时候才让我们可以享用享用呢?
Why doesn't he just come and become our enjoyment on Sundays?
神将圣灵赐给我们住在我们里面,
but he lives in us daily.
弟兄姐妹,他的目的是什么?
What was his purpose?
还是叫我们能够随时随地,
it is so that wherever we are, whenever,
我们能够依靠他,
and at whatever circumstance, we can rely on him, that we can follow him.
来活出一个陶主喜悦的生活。
So that we can live a life that pleases the Lord.
同学们，不是我们坐在这里聚会的时候，圣灵才在我们与我们同在。
It is not only when we gather here together that the Spirit is present with us.
就是当我们从这10565走到10500的时候。
But even when we walk from this building to the next building.
圣灵仍然与我们同在。
The Spirit is still with us.
就在我们里头。
He's within us.
叫我们能够来与他有交通。
So that we can fellowship with him.
弟兄姐妹，今天神在基督里一切的丰盛。
All the fullness of Christ.
就是要借着圣灵的交通。叫我们能够来享用。
So that we can enjoy all the fullness of Christ.
叫我们能够真实的来经历。
So that we can truly experience.
所以这是我们过去我们所疏忽的。
And this is something that we have perhaps neglected.
我们没有活在圣灵的交通里。
We have not truly lived in the fellowship of the Spirit.
今天这就是这位圣灵住在我们里头，他最主要的一个职事。
And this is his purpose and his work as he lives in us.
就是要叫神在基督耶稣里一切的丰盛，能够成为我们身上真实。所能享受的。
And his work is that all the fullness of Christ can become our true reality.
叫神在基督里所赐给我们的一切。
So that everything that God has given us in Christ
能够都实现在我们身上。
Can become real in our lives.
就你们我们的生活将会是何等的荣耀。
And then how glorious would our life be?
这就是神所要从我们身上得着的一个见证。
And this is a testimony that God wants to gain from us.
乃是基督从我们身上能够活出来。
So that Christ can live out of us.
我们必须要学习活在圣灵的交通里头。
We must learn to live in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
我想最后我就做一个小小的见证。
At the end, I just want to give you a quick testimony.
就从前啊，我觉得我自己啊是一个非常不能够忍受被人误解的。
Before I thought myself as someone who hates to be misunderstood.
我不知道马丁怎么样。
I don't know about my brother here.
后来我发现啊，其实大多数的人都不喜欢被人误解。
And I realize most people do not like to be misunderstood.
有没有人喜欢被人误解？
I don't know if any of you want to be likes to be misunderstood.
我想我被人误解总是不高兴的。
And no, I don't think anyone enjoys that.
所以好些年前
So many years ago
就在我们夫妻之间啊，只要有这个误解的事情发生
And between me and my wife whenever there is some misunderstanding
这个我们总是觉得啊，总是要把这个事情啊，要理论清楚
I always felt that we need to reason the whole thing out
这个要理论清楚的结果是什么呢
And what was the result of all this reasoning
难免会有一些激烈的争执
And then very often we will have fierce battlesarguments
不知道马丁有没有这个经验
I don't know if my brother has the same experience
我很多这个经验以前
I always have these experiences
就不久前呢在一件很小的事情上
and recently there was a very small thing that happened
我觉得我又被妻子误解了
I felt that I was wrongly misunderstood by my wife again
可是呢我却一点都没有那个不悦的反应
But amazingly, I had no displeasure in that.
我也没有在那里呢，靠着我的意志啊，说哎呀，要爱妻子，要爱妻子。
And I did not use my mind trying to tell me that I need to love my wife, love my wife.
我也没有在那里呢，转头啊，咬着牙说要忍耐，要忍耐。
I did not turn my head to gnash my teeth to say I need to endure, endure.
那天我对于被误解这件事情，一点不悦都没有。
But for some reason, on that day, I was not.I was not upset because I was misunderstood.
因为在那天我正好读到一位弟兄的交通。
Because on that day I was reading a fellowship from a brother.
他里头说到我们的主，他也是常常被人误解的。
And he was saying how our Lord was often misunderstood.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有误解过我们的主？
Have you misunderstood our Lord before? 在我们
还没信主以前。
Before we were saved.
我们有没有误解他？
Have we misunderstood him?
就是在我们蒙恩得救以后
And only after we were saved
我们是不是还是常常误解他
Do we still always misunderstand him?
为什么让我遭遇这样的事
Why does this come to me?
为什么我的丈夫不爱我
How come my husband doesn't love me?
我说为什么我的妻子不顺服
How come my wife doesn't obey me?
我觉得我们常常误会我们的神
We always misunderstand our Lord
但我们的神，他却用他丰盛的慈爱和怜悯，他忍耐我们。
Yet by the amazing, abundant love and mercy of the Lord, He endures us.
就当我在那里，在圣灵的交通里头，在那里思想。主也是常常被误解。
I was meditating how the Lord is often misunderstood in the Spirit.
突然我就发现了，这被误解没什么关系。
And suddenly realized me being misunderstood is nothing.
反而叫我们能够更像我们的主。
And being misunderstood makes us more like the Lord.
就圣灵在我里头就这样轻轻松松的就把我带过来。
And very naturally and easily the Holy Spirit has overcome.
圣灵就在里头帮助我，叫我能够胜过这个被误解的软弱。
And this, by the help of the Spirit, my weakness of hating being misunderstood was overcome.
弟兄姐妹，这不是靠着意志。
It is not by my will.
不是靠着我们的努力。
It is not by my effort.
不是靠着我们的咬牙。
It was not by gnashing of teeth.
乃是靠住在我们里面的这位圣灵。
But rather, it is by the Holy Spirit that dwells in us.
而是依靠在我们里头运行这大能大力。
It is by the mighty work that works greatly within us.
叫我们能够胜过肉体。
That we can overcome our flesh.
叫我们能够胜过肉体一切的邪情私欲。
To overcome all the desires and lust of the flesh.
叫我们能够胜过我们身上一切不讨主喜悦。
And to overcome anything that does not please the Lord in our flesh.
乃是圣灵在里头帮助我们。
The Spirit is helping us.
只要我们依靠,
as long as we trust Him.
只要我们安息,
as long as we rest in Him.
只要我们不再靠我们的肉体,
as long as we no longer trust our flesh.
我们就能够经历神在基督里一切的丰盛,
then we can experience all the fullness and abundance in Christ.
如果我们是这样一直的活在灵的里头,
if we live like this in the Spirit continually,
如果我们一直活在与圣灵的交通里头,
if we continue to live in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
我们一直是这样依靠圣灵,
if we continue to rely on the Holy Spirit,
我们顺服圣灵在里头的带领,
and we can follow the leading of the Spirit,
圣灵就能够在我们身上能够结出那基督生命柔美的果子,
then He is able to bear a beautiful fruit of Christ.
叫颂赞荣耀都归给那爱我们的神。
Then all the praises and honor and glory will be unto the Lord who loves us.
弟兄姐妹，求主怜悯我们。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord have mercy on us.
在我们主回来之前。
Before His return.
愿我们都来学习活在圣灵里。
May we all take the opportunity to learn how to live in the Spirit.
愿我们都来学习活在灵的里头。
We can all learn how to live in the Spirit.
当主回来的时候。
When He comes.
如果我们还活在肉体里，
if we're still in our flesh,
我们能够讨主的喜悦，
then how can we please Him?
但我们如果靠着主的恩典，
but if by His grace,
我们能够来学习活在灵里，
we can learn to live in the Spirit,
我们能够好好的来顺服圣灵，
we can follow the Spirit,
来随从圣灵，
to obey the Holy Spirit,
当主回来的时候，
then when He returns,
我们就能够站在他的面前，
then we can stand before Him,
能够讨他的喜悦，
and He will take pleasure in us.
愿主祝福他自己的话语。
May the Lord bless His own words.
我们一起再有点祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayers.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，你在十字架上所为我们成就的是何等浩大的救恩。
Thank you for this amazing, wonderful salvation that you have accomplished on the cross.
主，你不仅爱我们。
Not only you have loved us.
你为我们的罪流血舍命。
And you have bled for our sins.
主，你更是爱我们。
But you love us even more.
主，你把你的生命赐给我们。
That you have given us your own life.
主，你爱我们到一个地步。
You love us to a point.
主啊，你借着圣灵就住在我们里头。
That you dwell within us by the Holy Spirit.
要叫律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体。只是随从圣灵的人身上。
So that the righteous requirement of the law can be fulfilled in us who no longer walk by the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
主，时间是何等的紧迫。
Lord, our time is short.
主，你在我们身上的工作还有许多未没有成就。
Lord, there are many things that you have not yet accomplished in us.
主，求你怜悯我们。
May you have mercy.
借你的话提醒我们。
And remind us by your own words.
激励我们。
To encourage us.
主，叫我们不再靠自己活。
That we no longer live according to our own flesh.
叫我们不再靠肉体来讨你的喜悦。
We no longer try to please you according to our flesh.
主，叫我们能够活在灵里。
That we will learn to live in the Spirit.
在一切事上能够来依赖圣灵。
In all things we can rely on the Holy Spirit.
能够来顺服圣
灵。To obey the Spirit.
能够安静安息。
So that we can quietly enjoy the rest in you.
主好像你在我们身上成就律法的义。
Oh Lord, that the requirement for law can be fulfilled in us.
叫你早一日的把你一切美德制作在我们身上。
So all the beauty and the nature of Christ can be formed in us.
在我们还在地上的日子里。
While we still have time on the earth,
主我们还能够荣耀你的名。
That we may bring glory to your name.
主这一切都是你的恩典。
It is all by your grace.
都是你在我们身上所要做成。
It is all the work that you want to do in us.
主我们俯伏敬拜。
Lord, may we bow prostrate and worship you and thank you.
为着每一个蒙恩的弟兄姐妹，我们感谢。
We thank you for every brother and sister who is saved by your grace.
基督在我们里面。
Now Christ is in us.
就是我们荣耀的盼望。
He is our hope of glory.
我们可以说哈利路亚。
We can sing hallelujah.
主愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
叫颂赞荣耀都归给爱我们的神。
May praise and glory be unto the Lord who loves us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的。
In the victorious name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.